Proclamation number 6946 of 16th of October, 1957. Right use of vitality. You have distanced yourselves from me infinitely far, and therefore your path back to me is also infinitely long. For you have to walk the path upwards again exactly as you had undertaken it downwards. You have to develop yourselves upwards again step by step, just as you once regressed in free will. And this requires the maintenance of a plan of salvation. It requires a reinsertion into the eternal order from which you had stepped out through your fall. To put it simply, love was your original nature. You changed it into unkindness and now have to accomplish the transformation into love again, which therefore took an infinitely long time because you no longer had the strength for this transformation. When you know this, you also become aware of the immense significance of your earthly life as a human being, in which you have a measure of strength at your disposal again compared to the infinitely long time before when you lacked this strength. This vitality enables you to change your nature if you use it correctly, but you can also misuse it. You can use it in the wrong way, and then you will have left the great and lost opportunity to return to me unused. Thus, in earthly life you can easily accomplish the change back to your original being again, because you only need to use your vitality to work in love. Then you will cover the last short distance step by step and return home to me, to your father's house. This is the purpose and aim of my plan of salvation of love, to be able to give you the bliss again which you were allowed to enjoy in the beginning. But due to your fall into the abyss, you have lost all knowledge of this. And even if it is conveyed to you, you lack the evidence, and therefore you don't take it seriously and don't strive towards the aim of your earthly life. But only the approach to me will restore your bliss, whereas the distance from me is and remains an unhappy state for you. And thus you should only ask yourselves whether you are blissfully happy. And you should answer this question truthfully. You should ask yourselves whether blessedness means the goods that the world offers you. Whether they make you happy without desire. Whether you can force them upon yourselves and whether they last and give you lasting happiness. If you are honest, you must answer all these questions in the negative, even if you temporarily believe that you can create your own joys and pleasures. But you know that what you love can be taken from you daily and hourly. That there is no guarantee that you will be allowed to possess the world's goods and pleasures permanently. You know that the goods you strive for and which make you happy are only pseudo-goods and that you cannot speak of eternal bliss. But precisely this beatitude shall be your aim, for I want to give it to you when you have returned to me again after this infinitely long time of distance from me. And thus these serious questions should prompt you to make the right use of your vitality, which is an unheard-of gift of grace from me because you once rejected it. How rich this vitality can make you, how easy it could be for you to carry out works of love, precisely because you have vitality at your disposal. Yet you also have free will at your disposal in earthly life as a human being. And this therefore determines whether you ascend or fall back into the abyss. And even if my love provides you with abundant grace, even if I create all possibilities for you and show you the path which leads back to me, I do not force your will because otherwise you would never be able to reach perfection. I merely continue to make you aware of the great responsibility earthly life as a human being means for you. And I will not let up informing you of what you were, what you are and what you should become again. And if you can also believe this without proof, then you will also live responsibly on Earth, then you will increasingly try to reduce the distance between us, and I will help you as soon as you yourselves want to return home to your father's house. Amen.